up front. Run, 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 run. Party in the back. Benny's up front. Run, 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 run. Party in the Benny's up front. Run, 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 run. Party in the back. Benny's up front. Run, 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 run.
It's a hairdo and a fish.
So Mullet Over is where we have three stories, and all of them sound like they definitely involve somebody who has a mullet, but only one of them does. It is our job to collectively try to figure this out. 833-YO-DUMMY is the phone number. You can call or text us anytime. Twitch.tv/Dave and Mahoney as well. Are we ready for the first one?
I think so.
All right. So all three of these individuals, there's different levels of depravity throughout the three of them. But the first guy, his name is Julius, and Julius has a rather weird kink. He is sexually attracted to balloons.
Oh, what a pervert.
My name is Julius. I'm 62 years old, and I'm addicted to balloons. They're beautiful. They're soft, smooth, delicate. I have a connection with them. Intellectually, I know that balloons are not alive, but sometimes I wonder if it's my love for them that brings them to life.
Julius has been addicted to balloons for over 5 decades. It started when he was a child as an innocent attraction to the shapes and colors. Now Julius has filled his home with over 50,000 balloons and can't sleep unless he's surrounded by them.
Oh my God.
Does Julius have a mullet though?
I mean, can you imagine, like, I'm just picturing this dude in a 62-year-old junk rubbing himself with those balloons.
I'm not sure if he has a mullet, but I'm pretty sure he has a restraining order.
Yeah, this is a creep haircut. Like, he's either balding, got the horseshoe male pattern baldness, or he's got some really greasy long hair that's not a mullet.
Yucky, don't like him.
Nope, this is not big
Anyone
mullet
Anyone who refers to something as being soft and delicate, I do not like.
Dave, the thing that kind of just gave me a little smile to my face when we were hearing that audio, I just imagine the very proper voiceover artist, the woman who's British.
Yes.
It sounds like
Julius
having to read that.
Julius likes to have sex with balloons. He likes the unicorn balloons the best.
Ew, hey. Ian in our chat said, shame on kink shamers. Dude, some kinks need to be shamed, and it's this balloon man.
If you guys want to draw the line at balloons.
Because he's probably doing them to, like, balloon animals, too.
We tend to be very open-minded. Everyone's cool with everything. Balloons, too much.
Can't you guys just seriously see him doing, like, weird shapes with balloons?
Yes.
Ned said, you better watch out, Mahoney. You are also soft and delicate.
That's true.
I wouldn't kink shame that. Yeah. It's the balloons.
It's the balloons.
It's the latex.
I kind of feel bad for the balloons because they always sort of look surprised anyhow. But if you're just like going to town and like a Paw Patrol balloon, and you're like, hey, man.
I know Dave and Ian really aren't on TikTok, but one of the things, because I follow Christina P., Tom Segura's wife, on TikTok, and one of the things she does is curate her TikTok, and there's a thing of prison talk.
Yes.
And there's a big thing about prison talk where guys who are in prison filming stuff on TikTok showing how to make a balloon girlfriend out of a latex glove.
Oh, God. No.
And so they blow it up, and then they get some KY, and...
All right, we get it. Yeah.
You know
That's
what?
A thing.
In prison, good for you.
Yes, I don't judge that.
Good
that is
for
way...
You
got to make do with what you got to do
it's
in
better
prison.
Better than, like, you know, I don't know, what else would you use? Either a burrito, like the mystery burrito is, like, warm. It's
a couch
warmer.
And a Ziploc bag. I've tried all of these. They're awesome. Yeah,
a couch in all prison?
Right. Okay, but anyways... Let's move on to number two.
Number two, this is a gentleman by the name of George Willard, and he is in a relationship with his horse, Pixel.
No!
Pixel, hey baby, it's spaghetti time. I like to be able to tell people how wonderful she is, how much I love her, and just have them accept that and say, okay, that's great, you know?
Mark is hepatitis C. He needs kidney dialysis 3 times a week. He caught the disease from an infected tattoo needle.
A friend of mine, Barbara Jernigan, and she designed this tattoo for me. The ideal relationship with Pixel. I'd like to be able to communicate in more detail with her. I'd love to have children with her.
Ian was showing the picture of this gentleman's stomach, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, and the tattoo of Pixel, I guess, that he has is on his stomach.
Yes.
Mackenzie pointed out, did he say it's spaghetti time?
Yeah, he was feeding Pixel spaghetti.
This is way worse than the balloon fetish.
Yeah, now all of a sudden I'm fine with the balloon thing.
I'm locked this guy
up. This poor, poor, poor horse.
You can love your animal, but you cannot love your animal. If you know what I'm saying.
Is the thinking here that he actually loves upon said animal?
He does. He said he wants to be able to have kids with this horse.
Is that what he said?
Yes. He said, I wish if I could have a perfect relationship that I would be able to have kids with this horse.
That is not how centaurs are made, my friend.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. That was yucky.
I don't like it either. Nope. All right. So
maybe.
Kyle can't get over spaghetti time.
I feel like
yes. Which kind of noodle are we talking about?
Yeah, it's limp. All right. Last but not least, let's just get through this three.
So
this one's fine.
So this is Limahl, and this is, you probably don't know the name, but a one-hit wonder wrote the theme for the Neverending Story,
which we all hold dear and near to our heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that song does slap.
Well, here's a small clip from. Those harmonies are beautiful. Okay, so those are the three clips.
Yeah. I think this guy has a black, curly,
feathered
yes. like mullet. That's how I'm envisioning. Like you think, I think I'm thinking like bootleg Hall and Oates, you know, ish,
yes.
like long, dark, black, but wavy and very, it's got a sheen to it.
The first two guys, way too creepy. Yeah. Mullets take a lot of work to keep up with. No way, Julius. No way, George. Give me Limahl with Mahoney for the win.
80s fashion mullet.
Yes, Audrey?
I'm going weirdo horse lover.
You're going George? Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, so we can eliminate the very first
Julius.
Guy.
Julius.
Yes,
guy.
Let's, of course, eliminate Julius. Julius does not have a mullet.
Excellent.
He just looks like everybody's mailman.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah, that guy looks like a pervert.
Yeah.
Yes.
He 100%. That's exactly, if he was walked into a courtroom, guilty.
Yep.
Guilty.
And speaking of perverts, George Willard also does not have a mullet.
Yes!
Of course, there he is, French and
oh
Pixel
my God,
right there.
No, why is he kissing that horse?
But check out Limahl's mullet.
Oh,
man, is this
it's not.
Wait, is that the guy? Was he in Duran Duran?
No, he's not in Duran Duran.
He looks like a Duran Duran. I mean,
he kind of looks like Jason Bateman.
What? Are you guys high?
That's a blonde and black mullet.
Yeah, he looks cool as hell,
gorgeous.
Man.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like Bowie in Labyrinth style mullet.
Beautiful.
Ah, you majestic son of a bitch.
Kajagoogoo, is that where he's from, Ian?
He looks like he's headlining EDC this year.